everyone, as we close out the show, we're going to bring up a question that one of our listeners asked, and Candace is here to answer it. Hey, Candace.
Hey, Lisa. Good to hear your voice. Glad to be with you today.
Yes, as always. All right. Well, you got to help out this girl because she is saying, how do you communicate to a guy persistently asking you out to events with his friends that you're really not interested in without hurting his feelings? He's nice, but around 20 years older than me.
Well, the first thing you have to do is stop worrying about how he feels. It's not your job to make him feel any certain way. It is your job to respond to what he is proposing. The guy's job is to risk. The woman's job is to respond. And you are absolutely appropriate to say, no, thank you. I am not interested. And honestly, the 20-year gap just puts me almost over the edge, Lisa. It's creepy.
Yeah.
One time should be sufficient. A very firm, no thank you, I am not interested, is all she needs to say. And if he continues to ask, she just needs to get some help, preferably from a strong, wise, godly pastor who pulls this guy aside and says, look, leave her alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, this is just, I think it crosses the line. And the fact that she's worried about hurting his feelings suggests to me that she is not self-aware of the danger she could even be in and just the inappropriateness of the whole situation. So she's got to stop worrying about how people feel and don't fear man, fear God, and get some help. She just needs an older, wiser man. And, you know, maybe her dad could do this, but her pastor, an elder from church, someone that is looking out for her that she respects needs to get in this guy's face a little bit and say, buddy, you got to back off. This is not okay.
Yeah. I know the age difference does concern me as well. And it makes me wonder if really she has said yes once or more to, you know, preserve this guy's feelings. So now he feels encouraged, you know. And I always think of, you know, the guys I talk to when they're like, no, just tell it to me straight. We don't get hints. We don't get, you know, if you're saying one thing but doing another, that's very confusing for us. Just tell us. We'd rather have the hard truth delivered on a, you know, very straightforward, in a straightforward manner.
Yeah, and if she's saying, hey, I'm not interested in that particular event, to try to preserve his feelings, that's exactly what she's doing. She's encouraging him to keep trying.
Right.
And so she needs to be firm. No, I am not interested in doing anything with you.
Yeah, like ever. Like ever. But thank you. Yeah. Okay. Well, that is great. That's great advice.
She doesn't need to be mean.
Right.
But she needs to be firm.
No, absolutely. Great advice, Candace, as always. And so hopefully she'll take it to heart and maybe send us an update about how that goes, because I think that would be helpful. All right. Awesome. Well, folks, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. In the meantime, make sure you are telling your friends about the show so that they can start listening as well, and hop over to our blog so that you can comment on the show and let people know what you think, especially if you've been through a similar scenario as any one of our segments has described. That is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.